And with me in studio this afternoon is Ziva Tates, head of Aliyah South Africa. Ziva, brucha haba, toda shebat, ve'naim ledaber itach hayom.
Shalom, Simon.
Good to have you with me. We're going to be talking about all things Aliyah. In fact, an Aliyah Expo, I believe, that's happening.
Oh, yes, we do. We feel it at the moment like the floor is shaking out our feet because it's a rumbling and getting near, closer and closer. It's next Sunday. So if people did not register, I suggest they do it now.
Okay, now you need to jump back at least 30 steps for me, because for somebody like me who's never been to an Aliyah Expo, what is it? If I were to register and go, what are my expectations? What am I going to see?
Okay, so for people who haven't been to expos before, and even for people that have been before, I really recommend for them to come, because we have amazing delegates that are coming especially from Israel to speak to them one-on-one or to give talks. That will be on Sunday, the 21st, to expect that even if you just thinking a little bit, if you have in the back of your mind, at the back of your DNA, back mind, a thought of Israel, if and more than that, if you have longing, if you have family, if you were thinking to make Aliyah, this is good opportunity to check that thing for yourself. Ask the questions about anything to do with any field.
So that's where I'm going with my question. Will there be an absolute range of experts, say from education of children to job opportunities? What about tax? What about acquiring citizenship and which Kupat Cholim to join and where to live? I mean, there is so much that is so confronting about a move to Israel. Where to begin?
Yeah, sometimes you can look at the menu longer in a restaurant before you go on choosing your meal, and you do much less when you're thinking, you know, to make it such a step of as big as Aliyah. So yes, that's all those things that you mentioned are there, and even more than what you just mentioned. Ulpan, Ivrit, Hebrew programs for youth. We have an amazing program for youth. We have a program that is accompanying youth by hand, like called Sail Together, and we're inviting young adults age 18 to 28 to come. We have a meeting at 5 o'clock on Sunday just for you on sofas with sushi. Come and just listen and talk and enjoy and the ride, the sail of the thought to start with, and then if you want to materialize it, then you'll have more tools to do that. That's one. Otherwise, for elderly people, when you are 60, you don't have the budget, you were never before able to dream that you... I mean, people told me before, saying that they've been dreaming to make Aliyah, they never thought they'll be able to do that financially. And then they arrived at age 60, which is even less of a chance. And there you go. Eretz Israel is reaching out to you.
So what happens if you're over 60 and you are experiencing, say, financial difficulties, or you don't have $20 million in the bank to make an easy Aliyah to Israel? Is there help? Is there assistance?
So that is. There's a guy coming especially to talk to you about that from his own experience, a person who made Aliyah a year and a half ago, a little bit more. And he is living that dream of living in Israel, in a subsidized housing. He'll tell you all about it. It's quite remarkable.
And, you know, I just happened to, I don't know if it was the Jewish Report or somewhere, but I picked up in piece some advertising promotional material about Aliyah, and they spoke about a ptor, an exemption from Mas Hakhnasa, from income tax. But this is not Mas Revachon. This is not capital gains tax. This is income tax.
So we have a guy coming to talk to you only about that topic. That will be in the afternoon on Sunday. So when you register, you get the list of the talks that are going to happen, and you can choose which ones you want to come to listen to, and you can choose which people you want to come and meet one-on-one to have your
own
investigation.
This is absolutely remarkable. So if I'm listening at home and I'm thinking, wait, I want to go look at the program and who's available, where do I get more information? Is there a website? Where do I go?
Okay, please go on Israel Center Facebook page. There is a link there. The advertisement is on Jewish Report, on even Chai FM website.
Well, is there a clickable one? You're teaching me something now.
So you can definitely go there, scan the barcode. And come and meet us tomorrow. We're going to Genesis, and we're going to be at Kosher World between 10 and 12, handing on flyers and having Ben-Gurion, Herzl, Bergin, and Golda dancing for you on the floor.
Okay, so now we know what we are doing in terms of interest in the expo. It sounds remarkable. It sounds like you really have invested a lot of money in bringing the right resources to South Africans, because I think a successful Aliyah is based on having the correct information. And I just want to challenge you on one or two things. Life in South Africa is very easy. We don't struggle too much. It is an easy life. The weather is very easy. Parking is very easy. People generally, in terms of their demeanor and their mood, very easy. Israel's a challenge. I mean, you've got a big sell. Israel is difficult.
I heard quite a while ago a wonderful sentence from Rabbi Doron Klein.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if I remember it. I always get mixed up with that sentence. Check for yourself the standard of living, vast quality of life. So yes, we have high standard of living in South Africa, no doubt about it. And it is, I mean, to go to a tiny little unit, no maid, raise your children.
But 50 shekels for a shawarma. Mm-hmm. Not a cheap place to be.
Not cheap, but
fulfilling.
Ask any person, not any, I suppose, but most of people, about life happiness in Israel.
I remember reading, it just hit me so hard. It was a woman who had made Aliyah. It was her first two or three days there. And she walked in the evening. She was in Ranana. And she walked to a post box to post a letter. And she just described that, the ability to walk to a post box at 10 o'clock at night, as being one of the most liberating things that she'd ever done in her life. And I guess that ties in exactly with what you're talking about at the moment. I don't want to put rose-colored glasses on it, because the fact is the Israeli shekel at the moment is unbelievably strong. Are you finding people are kind of resistant due to the power of the shekel?
That's why Israel is reaching out to South Africa. They realize that there is a struggle. People that are maybe very comfortable here are going to be suffering in Israel. And that's why we do that reach out of giving extra benefits for those that are going through more difficulty in the older age.
Ziva, I read also in that same publication where I read about the tax benefits, I read about Israel advertising for French doctors. If they come to Israel and they go to the peripheria, there'll be jobs and all sorts of benefits.
Amazing.
And I'm wondering, do those
benefits
apply to South African doctors as well? Is there some sort of recognition of the South African medical degrees? I mean, are you making it easier for people to make Aliyah, or are there still obstacles in the way?
Last year we had a special crew that came for that, and lots of doctors came to inquire about that. So if any doctor interested, he can reach out to me or to our office, and we make the link, the connection to all that information. There is a hurdles of benefits for doctors, but also for people with needed occupations. And
you mean occupations needed in Israel? So whether it's physiotherapy or...
Not only in that... No, that is on one side. On the other side, the Ministry of Aliyah and Absorption have a designated person to help people on like high-tech and architects, engineers, you know, all those specific places. And he will be able to assist them with positions, with work, how to apply, where to apply, to take people by hand.
What happens to silly people like me? So when I was very young, 18, I went off to Israel. Didn't work out too well for me then. I miss it a lot. I wish I had done things differently, but I came back. I've now been in South Africa for 35 years. I'd like to go back, but I am an Israeli citizen officially. Do you still qualify for any benefits, even though you are a Toshav Chozer or a...
So there is a difference. So Toshav Chozer, a person that was born in Israel, that's one thing. They have their benefits, but it's not Olé. And about the Olé that made Aliyah, went back to South Africa, wanting to come back. So we'll need to check individually, and we do that at our office to check for each one what his status are, what benefits standing out for them still.
Gary G wants to know, plumbers, are plumbers on the list? Do you need plumbers?
Plumbers is like, I think in Israel, all those blue-necked jobs. I think if they do, they have a need to that. I mean,
I would imagine so, because of the problem with labor.
Yeah,
and that makes a whole bunch of
more
sense.
More than
for
that,
me.
if you, for instance, a plumber or in anything like that, and you want to upgrade yourself, we have amazing courses, and the lady who runs it comes to meet you. You do pan and another 4 or 5 months of. Vocational occupation course. And it will qualify you, and then they will help you find work as well.
Got an Ola writing into me here online saying, Israel is a challenge, but oh, so worth it. Happy lives here. And as I'm reading that, I'm thinking, you know, it makes so much sense to me that you would want the youngsters, the ones who go on the Reichman programs and that are going to live their lives in Israel and bring up families and pay tax and all that. I'm thinking, what on earth are you appealing to the oldies for?
Why do you want the
over 60s? It's absolutely incredible because from their perspective, if you think about the medical costs in South Africa and medical aid, I think there's probably very good reason to look at moving to a place like Israel where there's subsidized medical care.
So come and check that for yourself at the expo, because really that's a one time. I don't know if next year we'll do it again, the expo. Each year we think again, are we going to do it? Are we going to spend so much money and budget on that specifically? So take opportunity, because it's not going to be necessarily next year as well.
Ziva Tates, we're going to leave it there. Toda rabah shebat elenu. Neneti ma'asicha.
Besimcha.
Ve'nedaber shuv. Ani batuach.
Looking forward to meet you guys. Everybody, come.